Young Sherlock Holmes, Red Leech, by Andrew Lane. Read by Dan Stevens. James Hillager thought he was hallucinating when he first saw the giant leech. The Borneo jungle was so hot and so humid that walking through it was like being in a Turkish bath. The heat was making his head swim. He'd already seen animals that made his mind boggle. Maybe they were real. Maybe they were hallucinations as well. He'd seen monkeys with huge bulbous noses, frogs the size of his thumb that were bright orange or red or blue, and a pig-like animal with dark hair and a long, pointed, flexible snout. How many of them were real, and how many a product of his fevered brain? Beside him, Will Gimpson stopped and bent over, hands on his knees, taking deep gulps of the steamy air.
"Got to stop for a minute," he said breathlessly. "Finding it hard to move."
Hillager looked around nervously. The trees grew so close together that he couldn't see the sky, and the only light that filtered down here was diffuse and shaded in green. Despite the heat, he shivered. He wouldn't be in this terrible place if he didn't fear his employer even more.
"Let's call it a day," he urged. "It's not here. We've already collected enough animals to make him happy. Leave this one behind. He won't even notice."
"Oh, he'll notice, all right,"
Gimpson said grimly.
"If we only return with one critter, this is the one he wants."
Hillager was about to argue the point when Gimpson added,
"Wait, I think I can see one."
In a pool of water between two tree roots was what looked like a bright red clot of blood the size of his hand. It glistened in the weak light of the sun.
"Are you sure?" Hillager asked.
"That's what Duke said it would look like. That's exactly what he said it would look like."
Gimpson reached out with his hand and took the thing between his finger and thumb. He picked it up. It drooped bonelessly. Hillager watched, fascinated.
"Yep,"
Gimpson said, turning it over and examining it closely.
"Look, there's the mouth, or the sucker, or whatever you call it. Three teeth set around the edge, and the other end's got a sucker as well. That's how it holds on. It attaches itself at both ends."
"And sucks your blood," Hillager said darkly.
The leech was changing shape as he watched, becoming thinner and longer.
"What does he do with them?" Hillager asked. "Why does he send people all this way to collect them?"
"He says he hears them calling out to him," Gimpson replied. "And as to what he does when he gets them, you really don't want to know."
"Have you ever thought about ants?" Amius Crow asked.
Sherlock shook his head. "Apart from the fact that they get all over jam sandwiches at picnics, I can't say I have." The two of them were out in the Surrey countryside. The heat of the sun weighed on the back of Sherlock's neck like a brick. A bee buzzed past his ear and he flinched. Ants he was relatively ambivalent about, but bees still spooked him. Crow laughed.
"What is it with the British and jam sandwiches?" he asked through the laughter. "I swear there's a nursery aspect to British eating habits that no other country has. Steam puddings, jam sandwiches with the crusts cut off, of course, and vegetables boiled so long they're just flavored mush."
Sherlock felt a stab of annoyance. "So what's so great about American food?" he asked.
"Steaks,"
Crow said simply. He was wearing his usual white linen suit, and his broad-brimmed hat shielded his eyes from the sun.
"Big steaks, flame-grilled. Properly grilled so there's crisp bits around the edge. Not just waved over a candle like the French do. It don't take the brains of an archbishop to cook and serve a steak properly, so why can't anybody outside the United States do it right?"
"When will you go back?" Sherlock asked, hoping it wouldn't be soon. He had grown accustomed to both Crow and his daughter Virginia. He liked having them in his life since he'd been sent to live with his aunt and uncle.
"When my work here is done."
A huge smile creased his weather-beaten face.
"And when I consider that I have discharged my responsibility to your brother by teaching you everything I know. Now, I was going to talk about ants, but instinct tells me that it's nearly lunchtime. You reckon your aunt and uncle can make some space at the table for a wandering American?"
"I'm sure they can," Sherlock replied. "Although I..."